It's a glorious day because it's God's day, and we're just so glad that the Lord's in charge. Just think, He's in charge of everything. And He's just brought Brother Freedom here on this Sunday morning, and the Lord saved Brother Freedom from another crazy driver out there that tried to run him over, but the angels held that bad driver back, and Brother Freedom's car wasn't scratched, and Brother Freedom wasn't hurt, and Brother Freedom's here. And he felt the anointing as he came in the door. Thank you, Father. We're just so thankful for how good you are. We're so glad there's a glorious one like you. Oh, it'd be awful if there wasn't someone like you. You are the glorious one. We give you praise and honor and glory, and we thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost today. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Jeremiah chapter 29, starting in verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Then Isaiah, the 45th chapter, starting in verse 15, says, Verily thou art a God that hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. They shall be ashamed and also confounded, all of them. They shall go to confusion together that are makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no one else. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, Seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right.
Thank you very much. Father, we just praise you and we glorify your wonderful name. Lord, I just praise you. I will bless you at all times. And I will praise you, Father, out of my heart. And I believe that is the secret in this life. In our heart, we're doing it continuous. We're on the street corner and a lot of traffic going around us. They don't know what's going on, but in our heart, I'm blessing you, and I'm praising you, and I'm thanking you, and I'm giving you glory and honor because it's all yours. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness of it is all that dwell therein. Father, we just praise you, wonderful Lord. We praise you for this wonderful day. Lord, we thank you for Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Psalm 24, the first five verses. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation.
Father, this day I would like to present you to this world because you're worthy of all praise. And I present our Father in heaven. I pray we present him all over the world. You need to know him as I know him. He's very special, and he's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all honor. And I really believe this one, most denominations and churches miss it totally. It's on a humanistic realm. God wants this out of our heart. Serving the Lord is not in a he says he, in the last days, he won't come for, in the buildings. He'll come in our hearts. Jesus did a wonderful thing on Calvary. He made it that individuals, that whosoever, for God so loved the world, but he gave his only begotten, whosoever should believe in him should and would not perish, but have everlasting life. It gets singular and farther gone. It's up to you to praise God. And some of the songbooks had it right. It's not my father, nor my mother, but it's me, O Lord. We need that personal endeavor that takes place. We was never taught when we search for the Lord, we're going to find him. Isaiah says he hides. I don't know whether any of you people in the world, but when I was a little boy, they used to have a radio program, The Shadow. The Shadow knows. Well, I tell you, God just said he knows all. Yet we're so dignified in ourselves, we just, well, who is the Lord? No, the earth is the Lord. The fullness, all is of the cattle. All of every, he owns, we don't own nothing. We're just here for a special time, and that time is only for one reason, that we get our eyes on him. So there's going to be many that's missing. They're going to spend their whole lifetime and they'll never get it really on him. They might get a form of it, but they're not on him. There's a difference. Out of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A lot of times, we're not in it with our, only with our up here. We're not in it down here. Our innermost being should be subject to the Holy Spirit of God. If those out there, if you've never known anything about the Holy Ghost, He is so special. I can't explain exactly how He knows all. He is all. He's proven to me that He is perfect. He has told me at a certain day, a certain time, something's going to happen. The person would actually face eternity at that time it happened. And that God knew where I was, the Lord knew where I was, where these things happened. This big pine tree, 6 foot through, was going to fall down, but nobody knew it was going to fall down. And I was right in the pathway it was on. And the Spirit of God said, you better back up right now. I told this driver, I said, back up, please. Oh, what? Who? I said, back up, please. He says, you mean, yes. I said, we're going to get killed if you don't. Okay. Back, he backed up. And that big tree would have been history. I wouldn't be here today. God is real. Like this morning, this car, I was in a foggy spot, and I was in a green. This fellow was coming, or women, I don't know who they were, but they would have hit me in the side. But God is a very present help in the time of need. When do we need Him? We buy insurance. If we pay for the premiums, it's only if we actually need it. If you didn't need the insurance covered, you wouldn't be foolishly taking money and continually putting it into something that you wasn't concerned with. But we serve the Lord. We need He is first concern. See, our priorities are not on Him. We have a form. We all of us have a form of God. We got to go to church Sunday morning. We got to take care of the pastor. We never get that close relationship. What we're concerned with, God's not even concerned with. I can say that from heaven. He is not concerned what we're concerned about. The pastor's supposed to teach you, bring you to a place that you come to Him. Pastors are failing. They're afraid they're going to lose that livelihood. The Bible says the leadership, the elders. And that's elders in the Lord. And the Bible says we don't do it for filthy lucre's sake. Yes, we need to provide for people. And it's good to give people. I'm not saying, but Bible says, seek ye first His kingdom. This other is not really His kingdom. It's the kingdom of the world. It's set up in the way of the world. And it's going to fall. Things will not stand strong only in God. The one that hides the secret that you don't see. And you never see, He sees everything about you all the time. God reveals the secrets to the prophets. Why does He say prophets? Because the prophets were the only ones in the old days that would really make an attempt to learn God. Now the attempt is not there any right now. You don't see people praying for a bunch of years and you just wait upon God. God is looking for those who will come and be obedient. The Bible plainly says obedience is better than sacrifice. Oh, foolish churches. I remember when I was a little kid, went to church one morning, went home, the pastor got mad, and people, they weren't glad. But I can remember these foolish things. People get so in all about some little trivial thing. See, the Bible teaches we're to be, learn to be overcomers. It teaches us to seek Him for direction. But we're getting out and we're totally confused. Bible says there's confusion, there's every evil work. You say there's evil? Yes, there's evil works in church. I've seen men on the boards, the sanctified holy church, had so much hate in their heart, they had so much devil in them, you could see it. It was bubbling out of them. They didn't care who seen it either. I've seen pastors. I went to some. I said, you need to not be so angry this morning. Don't you tell me what to do. I'm the pastor here. I said, I understand that. But I said, I still believe you need to pray. You're here for one reason. Don't you tell me what to do. I said, okay, I'll let you alone. But I said, within 1 year of time, you're going to lose this church. Almost 1 year. The Lord says, go to that church this morning. And when I came in, He says, would you come forward? Told me, would I come forward? I says, Pastor, I can't help you. And I don't know where he's at today. I'm saying we have a responsibility to God, not to ourselves, not to a denomination. Yes, it starts out that way there to get us to him. But we're to let go of that. Those, once we get them saved, there's people that, yes, it should, they're called to ministry to get people saved. And yes, to help them come through. But they've got to go all the way. You can't just drop them off out. I had a vision, 1987, I think it was. It hurt me so bad when I seen it. And I had that vision, I think, three times. And I seen it. It could be a lot of ways, but there's a way of interpreting this. I seen over a million babies died. Horrible. It just crushed my heart. I didn't know what to do. I was up in a prison ministry and jail ministry. And I just, Lord, I says, what does this mean? Lord says, you pray about it for about 3 days and I'm going to tell you. Lord said, the main is a lot of difference. Could be a lot of different can be brought out of this one, what you're seeing. It could be abortion. He said, this is not that. He says, you're guilty of some of this yourself. He says, all those men you see saved in that jail, you got to follow it up or get someone. He says, you got to be concerned about this taking place. He said, this is what I'm showing you is lives have accepted the Savior. And now they're spiritually. He says, I see these things that men don't see. And they're actually dead in the spirit. It's waking me up to the fact that I needed to stay alive all the time in the Lord. I had not the, I don't know how to put it. If I was going hearing someone preach and it was bringing forth not my, I had to leave. It wasn't a luxury. I've even been at prayer meetings. The Lord says, leave, and I left. I don't have that luxury now. But if the Spirit of God's alive, for you out there, throughout the world, you need to realize that God is dealing with your hearts this day to come out from among it. Be separate in Him. Because there's going to be a call day very soon. That call stands sure and very personal to you. We're calling. Because it's coming soon. But even you make out through your life to the end of your life, you're like a vapor. It's gone. And each one in this world, even wherever you are, you're all going to face the Lord in that one time. And you'll all remember this day. This voice is speaking right now. Those that are out there, you'll remember. Because I'm coming. And my people don't declare it. They're looking for many other things. They're looking about things that don't. The coming of the Lord is the most wonderful event since He left. The Lord spoke, Jesus spoke, our Lord, wonderful Lord, about His coming. But we can get so holy that we don't think about the Lord no more. And the Apostle Paul, many places, spoke, He's coming for those that's looking for His coming. Can I make that any plainer? Throughout the world, do you understand what I'm saying? We need to look every day. Lord, you're coming back. The signs of the times are truly here. When you see churches collapsing, and you see problems, you see bread lines almost, you see failures, the land we live in, we see hordes of people invading our land, and they want to take our land over. But yet, we don't even see that. We're so blinded, we don't even understand that. We think everything's hunky-dory. We're not in tune with God. We're in tune with the world. And the Bible says we must come out of this world and be separate. I see right now why God, why does the hospital say, your time is about to begin, go for it. I'm going for it now with all of my, Lord, Father, I know what you're talking about. It's my time was ready. Perilous times are here. Men are lovers of the flesh. They love great the touches of the body. We better be careful because those things will take away our first love. We lose that first love, it'll bankrupt us. We gotta hang on, cause God hides Himself. He makes Himself strong on behalf whose hearts is made perfect toward Him. They're working at it. Perfect toward Him. Where art thou, man? Where art thou, lady? Where art thou, child? Where art thou? Without this, you're gonna fail. And I know why God called me, because this is from heaven. God's here to direct you out of the falsehood that you've been in. The mire, the crud. This nation is going to pass away very fast. And this land's had luxury. 19th century was luxury. After the World War II's been luxury, luxury, luxury. What you couldn't buy? Homes used to be just meager little homes. Now people got extravagance. I'm just saying, it's all for the outward. The outward, God loves you. He wants you to have it. But the inward, He's more concerned about. Where's your soul today? Where's your spirit? Do you know the Lord? Do you walk in victory? Like me, I'm a walk as a shadow, too. I'm undercover all the time. It's a shame that we have to be that way, because people are not open. God had to bring the internet to where this message can get out. No church would take it, but I know it's from heaven, and I know that God is not slack concerning His promises. There's long-suffering, that's we're not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. We need to seek first His kingdom. If Jesus said, seek ye first my kingdom, and then all these things shall be added. We don't do that. We're more interested about having church breakfasts and church suppers and all the super. My brother and I went down to Chico one time, and I was to speak. They wouldn't let me speak. You know, this humanistic worship is terrible. When God starts moving, they start just yelling. That's not God. The God is real. He brings perfection. He brings victory. He brings power. He comes against the principality of the earth, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, in whom past you, we've all been in that child. But God's bring us out of that we might be separate. For God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. It says, humble yourself, therefore, that God would exalt you in due time. Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, that God will exalt you in due time. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. There's instantaneous success all the time. God is the one who approves it, not man. Just like my first 35 years or 40 years ago. You can't go to jail. I says, okay, I'll. And the Lord heard. See, He hides Himself. He heard Him. No more than this man left me. The Lord says, who do you listen to, me or him? I said, he's my pastor. He says, I know it. He's not telling you right. I'm going to break you right now, your first little, before you even get your britches up. You listen to me all the time, because the last hour, I'm going to use you. My authority will work with you. You'll see signs and wonders. The glory, it's glorious. I don't know how the Lord does all these things, but I remember way back then, that same time that happened, I went out, picked up a dozer, had a dog into myself, and we were about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I loaded the cat on the back of the truck and low bed there, and I had lights on it. And it was darkness around about it. The Lord said, jump. Had no idea there was anybody in that, even that was vacated road. There was no traffic at all. And there's a road that come into where we was loading the machine. I was loading the machine at. So they had to stop. In that time, the Spirit of God said, jump as high as you can jump. And I didn't wait and said, what are you talking about? No, I jumped. That car hit me, threw me in the windshield, rolled down. I seen the driver. He just kept going. But if I hadn't waited and did exactly what God said, I would not be here today. He's an ever-present help in the time of need. And once they get through your head, He is that what you need. I remember I heard the 6 pastors talking. I don't even know why I got to be close enough to hear them. But they said, God is not interested in all this. He's not interested in time and all this. Well, I guarantee you, He knows exactly the moment you're going to pass away. He knows all. We can't imagine those words that are spoken to Him. He is beyond description. He is holy. I wouldn't want to live here on this earth if He wasn't part of it. Because when these things, when He withdraws His Holy Spirit, it's going to be Ichabod in this land. And if you've ever been around prisoners or evil people, I have been. When thinking gets wrong and their intentions get wrong, serious problems can happen. Ladies are not safe. Men are not safe. No one's safe. All the wicked will fight among the wicked. It's hellish what's going to take place. And that hour is very close to the 12 o'clock. When this happens, it's going to be trouble. The statement I used to hear down in Texas, KB bar the door. I don't know what it really meant, but it meant that bar the, keep that door closed. When these things come to pass, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. But we need to seek God into that. I think we've got a few seconds left. And we must be searching. We got to search for Him. We got to specify. I went to churches. They don't know no more about the Spirit than hens do about monkeys. That's right. They're absent about the Spirit. The Spirit is what brings life. It's in the Word of God. We got. We don't. I said we got. We don't. We don't have it unless we reach for it all the time. Lord, I love you. I praise you. I exalt you. I thank you that you're real. I thank you for your great power. That has to be a witness. I exercise that all the time. I will bless the Lord. I will take the scriptures. I meditate upon the things that are good. I go to a gym. Sad to say, very few there. Very few are going to be saved. Lord told me, he says, you can't say nothing because they'll run me out of it. And the Lord don't want that. Just wants me to let my light shine. Listen to these dumb things that these people say is so wicked, so it's horrible. Their minds are evil. Their minds are not stayed on the Lord. Their minds are stayed on questionable. Oh, I want to hear this. I want to hear this gossip. We need to keep quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. We need to be attentive to that voice, because that voice is going to be, bang, bang, we're gone. Set fast. I hope that you out there today can understand what I'm trying to say. But God's here to give you strength this day, to promote you into a victorious living life, that you're going to be safe, and I'm going to see you up there, and you're going to see me. But if you don't take grasp of this, you're not going to find it in your church. You're going to find it in the Lord. It's went too far. The churches have not the ball no more. They're losing the ball. God's got the ball. He's got what you need. And the churches are not brought you to that point. It came from all your knees. Seeking God came from prayer. It came walking in the Spirit. They that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. The Spirit of God is alive, well, and real. In Hebrews it says, are the angels, not God's minister, the Spirit, to minister for the saint. He's got a minister this morning. There's an angel there. Got that car out of the way. How much did it happen twice now? Not a scratch. The one I can take you out and show you the skid marks. Somehow got over it. We serve a supernatural God. I believe it. He's coming soon. And we need to be ready. Former things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Former things are passed away. All things become new. But we have to continue that washing of the Word. Washing through praying. We have to, as we bathe our hands, we have to wash ourselves. We have to wash ourselves continually. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make of the Lord, the boast of the Lord, the humble, to hear them be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord in me. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. He delivered me from all my fears. Lord loves you so much. Lord, let me know this morning. He loves us so much. But some people are going to do some answering, because the Lord's not very pleased what's going on. There's no praise, no worship. There's nothing drier. There's nothing drier than going to a church. They don't have no move of the Spirit. It's dry. I can't stand it. Come and see them. It's alive with God. I went to jails. Full of Spirit. Churches, no move of the Spirit. Most of them. Men have told me, women also, we don't want that in our church. I said, well, you're going to get what you want, then you'll get a dead church. I would say that. We're going to make it right. Well, you can't make nothing right. God makes right things right. There's nothing in man can make things right. We're all left-handed. We're clumsy. We're nothing without God's supernatural strength within us. The ability that keeps us on balance. That balance comes from the Lord. You'll not find that balance anywhere but staying on the target from heaven. I want you out there to believe with me today that I'm believing out there that you're going to be saved. You're going to stay on fire for God. And don't let no soothsayer put away your blessing. No evil one put away your blessing. God's got a blessing for each one that hang on that blessing. Search for it and seek God for it and you retain it and God will keep you a crown of life. You're going to be with Him forever and ever and ever. What a joyful day. Did you not know that we're in Revelation, we're going to be kings and priests? And that's coming down this world. See, man's even got that messed up. The bride of Christ is going to be kings and priests. What a position. What authority. God's not making you out. He hasn't forgot about you. He's got something very special for you lined up already. But you've got to continually search for Him. Because the enemy comes to kill. He comes in the night. I tell him the other day, get out, you evil beast. Get out. You've got to be tough. You've got to seek the Lord. You've got to praise Him. You have to. You have to maintain level that you can do business against Satan. He's here to steal, take away, and put your crown. God's given you a clothing of righteousness, the spirit of love, the spirit of blessing. God reserves nothing, only the best. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you this day. Thank you, Father, for this day. And thank you, 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 thank you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.
Now you know why we hang out in the living room, because this is church here. There's a wonderful anointing.
At church.
Praise the Lord. That's right. When we visit another church, it's so dead, we just run out of there. Thank you, Father, for a glorious day and a wonderful message. In Jesus' name, amen.